So settling into our postures, whether sitting or standing or lying down. And as always, bringing intentionality to the practice. It helps to periodically refresh intentionality, especially if you notice unpleasant feeling tone, aversive states of mind showing up. To remember, intending to be open, awake, friendly, kind, whatever expressions work best for you. Feeling the body sitting. Noticing the touch points. Connecting with body breathing. Wherever it's easeful for you to feel the breathing. And as I said before, we'll be throughout this practice really giving attention to the thoughts that percolate up as we anchor our awareness in a sense of body sitting and breathing and the other anchors. Oftentimes, thoughts show up as we sit with a focus on the breathing, and they're pretty wispy thoughts. They barely take us away from our anchor in the breathing. Just let them pass by like wispy clouds in the sky. Deepening the awareness on the breathing, possibly by noticing the different qualities to the breath. Breath long or short, rough or smooth, narrow, wide, shallow, deep. If you're drawn away from the breath for a few seconds or a minute or so, it's very helpful to make a mental note, thinking, and really feel the quality of the awareness in that moment, because with that thinking label, you are already right back here, mindful, aware. Really notice that awakeness and releasing the thoughts. Often they're already gone by the time we label them, and reconnecting with breathing. And doing this again and again and again. noticing the thoughts as they show. They're just thoughts. They come and they go just like the sounds come and go. They are mental events. They don't define us. They're not all of who we are. So we can witness them and reconnect again and again with the sense of body sitting and breathing. Thinking is not a problem when it shows itself long enough to have taken you off the breathing, to simply make a mental note, thinking, thinking. Thinking is not a problem. Having an attitude that the thoughts shouldn't be there, that can create problems. Thoughts show up. It's just how it is, just like the sounds coming and going. Or body sensations coming and going. As we label thoughts, we can, with practice, start to recognize different types of thoughts. And so we might hone our labeling from thinking, thinking, to naming a particular type of thought, such as planning, or worrying, ruminating, daydreaming, fantasizing. We may experience our thoughts as clouds moving across the sky when they show. Some are like wispy clouds, barely interrupt our anchor in the breathing. Others are a little more laden with emotional weather. We can label those. Some like working with analogies of images across a screen or leaves moving down a stream as a way to facilitate this noticing of thinking mind and letting it move through. Don't have to push any thought or emotion-laden thought away. Just simply watch them move through and gently label, possibly sense briefly in the body, and return to the breathing again and again and again. And at the next ringing of the bells, let's shift our attention, our object of mindful awareness, from just the breath to the breath and body as a whole, a wider, more spacious awareness. Opening to breath and body as a whole, and refreshing intentions for wakefulness and kindliness. Feeling how the body is sitting and how the posture may have possibly slumped, and not to immediately correct that, just to notice it and notice how it feels emotionally. Maybe it's familiar. This is worth noticing. And then gently, gently reassert the upright and dignified and gracious posture of our practice. And feeling breath in the body as a whole. within this wider awareness, noticing all the different sensations as they show, when they show. And as we sit here with breath and body as a whole, again, noticing any thoughts as they show. The wispy clouds of thought, thinking. More noticeable thoughts that sweep us away for a while. Making a mental note as to what kind of thought that is, thought package it may be. Worrying, planning, ruminating. Or possibly noticing that it's a particular pattern for you. Ah, there's my worry about the mortgage thought. There's the worry about the children, the parents, the health. There's that old regret showing again. So we can become familiar with the places that our minds wander to. Our top 10 hits. We can witness them, watch them have their life, move through, how they create particular feeling tones and emotions and sensations in the body. Witnessing our thoughts as thoughts, mental events, and not definitions of our lives and who we are. And reconnecting again and again with the breath and body as a whole. becoming friendly and familiar towards the workings of the mind as we sit here anchored in breath and body as a whole. Sometimes it may feel as if we are under a barrage of thoughts, assaulted by them. And if that happens for you as you're sitting here, the image of standing behind a waterfall can be helpful. A waterfall of emotion-laden thoughts, they're pouring down. You can feel the spray from them. You even feel a little wet from that waterfall, yet you're not completely in it, witnessing it. Labeling them as they flood downwards. Noticing any sensations in the body. Moment to moment to moment. Letting it all move through. And when it's passed, really reconnecting again. That sense of breath and body together. Sometimes as we practice these visitations of emotion-laden thoughts may be quite strong in a particular thought pattern or concern, may be repeatedly drawing the attention off of breath and body as a whole. And we can work with that as we have so far, but sometimes we need to get in up close to that difficulty and let those emotion-laden thoughts, the situation that gives rise to them, be the object of our mindful awareness. And so if that's true for you, allowing that to be your practice now. Or if it's not true for you, you might choose to bring up to the workbench of the mind a particular difficulty. So having a sense of what all the various thoughts and concerns are that are showing around the difficulty. And as best you can, noticing these thoughts, as mental events moving through the mind. They're mental events just like the sounds are acoustic events. You may notice an emotional charge with them. Labeling those charges, sad, anxious, frightened. And once you've gotten some clarity about the difficulty or the package of thoughts that have been repeatedly taking you from breath and body as a whole, then bring the attention into the body. Let the thoughts be, and bring the awareness deep into the body, noticing all the places where these thoughts, and especially when they're emotion-laden, they're going to show in the body. And aversion towards the experiences will also show. Your aversion signature will show, quite likely. And just feeling all the places where these experiences are showing up in the body, recognizing and allowing them for what they are. And then seeing if you can notice where this experience is residing most acutely in the body, choosing a place where it really shows up strongly, recognizing it, allowing it in the body, and investigating, getting intimate with it. Can you have an investigative exploration of the felt sense of these thoughts and emotions? Possibly breathing in and out of them, or breathing with them. Noticing the size and shape and textures of the region most affected. With interest, with kindness, with compassion. Investigating and, as best you can, not identifying with the thoughts and emotions, but rather trying on experiencing them as conditioned events that are showing up in this body, mind, heart, in these moments. And whenever the difficulty is no longer holding sway over you, just returning to a sense of breath and body as a whole. Once again. And if you've been doing an investigation at home, you might take more time for it. Pause the recording. But for now, as best you can, just let it all be. Gently wrap it up, these feelings in the body. And reconnect with our anchor and breath and body as a whole. And at the next ringing of the bells, we're going to spend a short time with sounds as our object of mindful awareness. Oh, a sense of sitting here and opening the ears to any and all sounds, letting the ears be as microphones which pick up all sounds, soft, subtle ones, louder, intermittent sounds, background sounds. Remember that we're not trying to identify sounds, but rather simply hear them as acoustic events that come and go in awareness, arise and pass away. Noticing the pitch of a sound, its timbre, its duration, its volume, rather than trying to identify sound. Noticing sounds that are pleasant, others that are unpleasant. Bringing the attention back when it wanders. Gently, kindly. When we attend to sounds, as sounds, it can become very apparent that they are impersonal, conditioned events. They don't define us. They aren't who we are. And so at the next ringing of the bells, we're going to spend a very short time hearing our thoughts, just as we've been hearing the sounds, letting the thoughts be our primary object of awareness. So we can hear the thoughts, as it were, watching them, listening as they arise, rather, and pass away. Remembering you can use a bit of imagery here if it helps you. The thoughts, or which can appear as not just words, but images or memories. You can have a sense of them as images projected on the screen of a movie or moving across an empty stage, like characters moving across a stage. Or a sense of the mind as a vast, spacious sky, and the thoughts are clouds coming and going. Or as leaves moving down a stream. Whatever works for you. There's no right or wrong here. Or again, also that waterfall image. If the thoughts are very emotion-laden and rapid and powerful. Witnessing thoughts, as mental events. Just as we did with the sounds. Can we appreciate that the thoughts arise up out of a universe of conditions and causes, most of which aren't under our control? They simply bubble up. And we can witness them and let them move through. And if there's a unpleasant feeling tone, a negative unpleasant feeling tone, giving rise to challenging emotions and feelings, we can notice how they can give birth to particular streams of thought. Just let them move through. And if you're practicing at home, you might care to linger here a little longer with kindness and curiosity, getting to know the top 10 hits, the workings of the mind. But for now, we'll pause, let go of the thoughts as an object of awareness, and reconnect with the sense of body sitting and breathing.